Welcome back, friends. Thanks for joining us for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Laura LaPointe is sharing her lift, Mighty, Even in Quietness. She's a Christian Science practitioner from Boston, Massachusetts.
In the news and social media, there can be a lot of loud voices, literally and figuratively. It sometimes feels like these voices can drown out our own peace, causing anxiety and exhaustion. There have been moments in the past when I've felt compelled to speak out, and I'm grateful for opportunities for healthy public discourse. As I've been hearing these increasingly louder voices, though, I keep feeling a need to be quieter. I once learned a song called Blessed Quietness. It's an old hymn with words that convey stillness. So it threw me off a little when the director of our vocal group led us in singing the song at high volume. But then came the powerful words of the refrain, and it felt right to belt it out. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, speaking peace to me, how the billows cease to roll. It was a song of strength and deliverance, and made me think of the words Mary Baker Eddy wrote in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. The still, small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is, to the human mind, as when a lion roareth. Truth, another name for God, as the ultimate and only power, the power that is entirely spiritual, can sometimes seem hard to hear when there is so much noise in the world. To me, that phrase, scientific thought, refers to the comforting truth we find in studying Christian Science, that God is governing the universe, despite whatever evidence may be presenting itself that would indicate there is a conflicting evil power. This declaration is mighty, even if not loud. I'm finding peace in that silent but omnipotent voice that reaches over continent and ocean. This is the voice that needs to be heard most clearly. It brings blessed quietness to the globe's remotest bound.
Thanks for listening to today's inspiration. Want to share your inspiration as a daily lift? We'd love to hear from you. Go to christianscience.com/dailylift to submit your contribution. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.